Otis had to stepped on Micah's phone and made it disconnect. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the Bird Chirp Podcast. I am your host, Elijah Hickman. Alongside me today is our good buddy and co-host, Micah Martin. How you doing, man?
Hola.
¿Cómo está? Where'd you go? I messed it up. Well, I guess let's just dive right back into it, because we've been fiddling with audio and some other jazz. How was the remainder of your Arkansas trip?
Awful.
Yeah.
It's just how I did not. It wasn't really. So, talked to y'all on Wednesday. Thursday, we planned on hunting the same hole. One of the guys got up that morning, and it was one of the guys that has a third boat. And he was like, hey, I'm really not up to it again. I'm going to sleep. And we were like, oh, that's totally fine. But we've got to move a bunch of stuff around now.
Right. This was Thursday morning?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, God dang. Like three in the morning or?
Two? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to be at the ramp by, put in by three and at your spot by four. And so that's a 2 a.m. leave. Well, not leave, but 2 a.m. wake up and 2:15, 2:30.
But so all this is happening at like two something in the morning. Like that was when he was like, I don't feel like it.
I think he had hinted to it the night before.
But he hadn't said he wasn't going.
Yeah, but it was like definitely a confirmed deal.
Golly, dude.
At two. So we had to move some stuff around. That took a lot longer than expected. We didn't end up getting to the boat ramp till like 3:30. And then we had a 30-minute boat ride everywhere. And so it's
sure
about 30 minutes down to where we wanted to go. And we got there at like 3:55. And there's two boats there sitting right where we walk in. And there's a headlamp walking through the woods. You're not supposed to leave till 4. But it was one of those deals where we had already been through enough that morning kind of deal.
And yeah, sure.
The last thing I want to do is really go confront somebody about it or make a big fuss about it or anything right. like that.
So you were like, yeah, you know what? I'll let this one slide.
Yeah. Yeah. We were just like, all right, whatever. Let this one slide. Don't really matter. And Braden had a plan B that he had scouted. So, that's what we did that morning. So 30 minutes down there, 30 minutes back up. Well, really about 40 minutes back up river to a new spot. But luckily while all that was going on, there was also, I can't remember if it was like in the decade or in the last 5 years, but nonetheless, it was one of the biggest meteor showers going on.
Oh, really?
So it's pitch black, running on the river. I had already had some, like, my waypoints and stuff marked out. Plus, I was following Braden. So I killed my lights and was just pretty much staring up at the sky for an hour and 10 minutes of boat rides. So that was definitely the most beautifulest thing that I've ever seen was that. It was freezing. I was very uncomfortable running down the river, but that right there made it worth it.
Never seen anything more beautifuler than you.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. It was pretty fun. That's one thing, too, is like I'd look at the weather before, and it was supposed to be like lows in the 40s, and so I had packed for that. I didn't pack for 30-minute boat rides and then wading through water. I kind of forget you have to do those things.
Yeah, a little bit. You do. Yeah.
When down in Arkansas. So, yeah.
Up in Arkansas, but okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's what I meant. down the river, but up in
Arkansas. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was a little rough, if you will. I was trying to just piece together layers. It's like, ooh, put this on. This is pretty waterproof. That means windproof, right? Well, yeah, kind of.
I think something can be windproof without being waterproof, but I think if it's waterproof, yeah, then it's, I would say it's windproof.
I would say it's pretty windproof, too. Yeah.
It's harder to keep out water than it is wind, so.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. But, and then Friday, we all just slept in till about 6 and then headed our respected ways. The Thursday hunt, we saw a lot of birds, but they didn't want to be where we were, and it is what it is. We ended up hunting, running all the way, 8 miles back up the cache, or up the white, and then peeled off to the cache, because the cache is just another wildlife refuge. It's just another permit that we got at the beginning of the week too, just because we knew that there's a good possibility we would probably hunt it.
Sure.
So we had that permit too, and the hole we hunted was pretty cool. They didn't want to be in there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
The water was that was probably some of the hardest hunting that I've done for ducks. No doubt. I mean, I can't tell you, we probably walked, just in scouting, probably close to 6 miles throughout the week. Because it's run the boat along the river, and the white is like 9 foot low right now. So park the boat and walk into a hole that's, they're typically about half a mile, which is 700-800 yards. That was pretty typical. The longest one that I walked into was like 3/4 of a mile, so about 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
So walking through the woods, and then you got to go there and back.
So are you allowed to? I know we talked about this last week a little bit. So I know, you have to run the boat down the river. So to scout, can you leave the river in the boat, or the boat can't leave the river? Like, can you run into holes with the boat, kind of deal?
You can, but there's no water right now.
Oh, okay.
It's 9 foot low, so outside, like...
Even on the white?
You can't run... on the White River. You can't run the boat into the woods now just because it's dry land.
Gotcha. Can you, if there is water there?
Usually, yes. Oh, okay. Usually you can boat in.
Okay.
A normal water or a high water year. Yeah, you can boat in.
I got you. Wow.
Yeah.
9 foot's a lot of foot.
Apparently that's not uncommon for that river to be that low, and then just like middle of the season just floods into the woods.
Really?
Yeah. Whatever reason, it's a big enough river, I guess, where it just collects a lot of water and flows right up.
I wonder where the White River
starts.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's a bunch of fires in northwest Arkansas.
I know that I wouldn't mind taking a trip in January to the same place.
Yeah, I bet.
I wouldn't mind taking a weekend trip up there and just go and hit a couple holes.
Here's the White River. The White River goes... It goes way up here. I mean, I figured it does. Most rivers are pretty long. Whoa, it goes west. I don't know what state we're in right now that I'm looking at, but it goes a long way. What lake is this? Lake Barnes Bay. Oh, Bull Shoals, Shoals Lake in Arkansas. The lake's like north of, well, there's nothing really there. I mean, it's like north central Arkansas. I mean, the river goes for a long ways.
Yeah.
What the heck is this? Oh, that's Branson. It runs through Branson. Oh, interesting. Okay. So, yeah, and then dips back into Arkansas, and then it goes a long way. Let me see if I can just Google it real quick.
Yeah, I bet it does go a long way. Like I said, it's the biggest river that I've ever been on.
I've fished it before. I caught my first ever smallmouth bass was that the Buffalo River? Is there a Buffalo River in Arkansas or Missouri?
That sounds right.
Something like that. Maybe it was that White River. I could have sworn it was the White River. The White River is 722 miles long. Just north of Pittsburgh and empty into the mouth of the... Okay, well, that's not it. Yeah, that's not Indiana. Come on, man. How... How long is the White River? Okay, it's 722 miles long. That's so great. It wants to... How long is the White River in Michigan? How long is the White River in Indiana? Like, it wants to...
Break it down into...
And I don't know why, but whatever. Anyways. Yeah, it's a big river. I think that's the...
Yeah.
I'm going to do a dig on a picture real quick, but go ahead.
Huge river, but it's just super low right now. If they get a ton of water, I mean, the next, like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think they're getting rain, and then a little more rain next week. So I don't know if that's enough or if it needs, like, you know, a week straight of heavier rains. I don't know what it needs. I haven't hunted it enough. But I wouldn't mind taking like a weekend trip, leave Friday, get back late Sunday kind of deal up there again. I would not mind that at all.
Yeah, for sure.
It's just, you know, everybody talks about going to Arkansas, yada this, yada that, but then it's like, I made the 6-hour drive with the boat.
Right.
And it's like, why have I not been doing this more often?
Yeah.
You know, like, why is it taking me this long to just come up here and hunt actual floated timber? Because with it being that close, I don't know why I had. I mean, we used to drive, you know, 6 hours in a weekend, hour and a half. Well, it's almost 2 hours with the stop and stuff like that. So, I mean, you talk about 8 hours in a weekend.
Yeah, easy.
They're back.
Yeah.
And it's like, why? We could have just been going to Arkansas, you know?
The thing that's crazy is...
Prairie Wings up there. Everything's cool up there.
Yeah. And, like, the thing that's crazy is, like... You know, I just went to Lubbock a couple weeks ago, and you know, it maps at 4.5-5 hours, something like that. And it's like, it's a little crazy. Like, first of all, it's like, okay, well, I can drive an extra hour and be in timber. But it's crazy. I can drive, you know, 5 hours to the west and be in, you know, fields and stuff like that. I can drive a lot less than 5 hours and be in fields, but, or I can drive 6 hours to the east, northeast, and being timber. So it's just wild that like where we live and stuff.
Or I can drive 5 hours straight north and be in Kansas fields with mallards.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Or potholes up there, you know.
Yeah. We can drive 12 hours north and go up to the Snake River. I mean,
sure.
Yeah.
We live in a fairly centralized location for a lot of really good waterfowl hunting, and I think that I would like to start taking advantage of that a lot more.
We do, and that's the other thing that's kind of comical about it is, like, where we live is a really good place because it's, like, you know, within 5 or 6 hours, you can be in a lot of different terrain, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, within about 30 minutes, there ain't crap. There's nothing. Like, unless we just get a bunch of birds that push down and get on the lakes and stuff, like, there's nothing here.
Yeah.
As far as I know, there's not really anything here right now.
Yeah. I mean, as far as, like, consistent groups of mallards that want to be in an area, I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah. In Arkansas, you mean?
Yeah. I've never seen anything like that around here. I mean, there was a good amount of birds, and apparently this is just a low bird year, or a low bird week, or whatever it was. Like, that weekend before we went was, like, super good. There was a lot of birds in the area, and then pretty much the week we were there, talking to everybody, they were like, yeah, last weekend was super solid, but this week's just been terrible. Yeah. Like, what in the world? How does it even happen?
Yeah. And I've got a buddy who hunts probably, it's probably an hour and 20 minutes from here, north of here, up towards the river, up towards the Red River.
Yeah.
And he, you know, I mean, he's always posting, you know, 5-man limit of pretty much straight greenheads and, you know, 20, 30 minutes, stuff like that. And, He hasn't in a couple of years, just because, like, he went off to college and kind of did that whole thing, and he moved. He moved to Abilene for a couple of years. I think he's still out there, but, you know, they were crushing the birds up there, and then for whatever reason, he owed me a hunt for like 2 years, and finally he took me up there, and we're in the blind. It's like a nice spot, and it's like him and his dad's buddies. Like they have a little bit of doe running around, you know, and they've got these like nice, like built blinds and everything where you just walk in, sit on a bench, throw your gun down, you know, I mean, you're hunting. And, you know, we sat there for a couple hours and we saw one, mallard hen came in and she just dumped it out of nowhere. I shot her and then sat there for another hour, caught it a couple geese that were way away, way far, and then we left. And I was like, oh, okay, so you shot a 6-man in about 28 minutes yesterday of straight greenheads, and then today we see one hen. So, but I don't know, it's different how they move year to year and stuff. And, like, I do know people who are killing them pretty good around here, but around here, they're from here, and like, but they're going a couple hours and
yeah,
almost any direction. But it's I don't know, it's a struggle. I haven't really, unfortunately, I haven't had a lot of time to scout this last weekend and stuff, but from what I have seen and what I have, the people I have talked to and stuff is, you know, you like, let's say there's a pond with 50 ducks on it, and it's like, that sounds awesome, but it's Wednesday, and it's like Thursday they're there, Friday they're gone. They're gone. No reason, nothing happened. The weather was the exact same. Everything, like, no hard north wind. Like, nothing happened. They're gone. Disappeared. And so it's like, which, you know, granted, they're wild birds, and so nothing says they're going to guarantee to be there the next day. But it's like, it's a good thing I checked on Friday, because if I had, you know, just assumed that they were going to be there on Saturday, because I saw them Wednesday and Thursday and didn't check on Friday, then I'd have, you know, in this case, taking clients out and look like an idiot. So it's we got pretty spoiled the first couple of weeks of the season, and then at this point, it's pretty
stupid. Teal birds had us all excited.
Yeah, well, it's just getting warm. Like, it's been warm. It's not cold. The high for today was like 65 degrees.
Next week, I think that changes a little bit.
It cools off, but it's not like it's not getting cold at night. Like, it's gonna be like next week, the average high is gonna be like, I don't know, 54, 55, something like that. But like at night, it's only gonna get down into like the high 40s. Like, it's almost gonna be the same for like 5 days straight.
Wow.
So I don't know. Hopefully it does work out. But yeah. Well, anyways, let's move on to what'd you do this last weekend?
I pretty much just drove home on Friday. And let's see, Saturday. What did I do Saturday? I couldn't even tell you. I think me and Maddie just hung out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I swear you didn't get out of bed for 2 days straight.
I didn't want to, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, fair enough.
Walking's one thing. Walking and waders, all another thing. Because that's the thing, too, is, like, you'll cross, like, low areas that are just super muddy still. And it's like, you've got to cross this low area. Well, you got to have waders on to do that. And then, you know, you cross a puddle or two, and like, well, you just need waders to get across. But there's no, like, real water.
Right.
There is pockets of real water, but it's hard to come.
Yeah, pockets, but there's not any, you know, big.
Yeah,
it's not ponds, I guess.
But yeah, I just wanted to sleep and take in a little bit of time that I get before. You know, I was back to work this week, which I ain't been working. But
yeah, not really. I mean,
I digress. Yeah, so my boss texted me on Monday and was like, hey, do you wanna go out to the ranch for maybe a day? And I was like, Yeah, no problem. Let's do that. He was like, all right, I got to check on a couple of these things. And then they're pulling a bunch of oil rigs from the land that, you know, the owners before us had on there. And they're finally pulling those off. So I kind of want to go see what that looks like. And then he was like, I just want to check it out, go fiddle around, whatnot. And I was like, all right, yeah, perfect. Sounds like a plan to me.
Like oil rigs or pump jacks?
Pump jacks, sorry.
Okay. Because I was going to say, those are very different.
Yeah, pump jacks with just a couple tanks by them.
Sure, yeah.
And so we headed out there. Well, text me that like early in the morning, like, you know, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, something like that. And then by like 1, he's like, all right, I've got a tee time at Denton Country Club. We'll play golf Tuesday morning, and then we'll head out there. I was like, all right, that's my kind of day.
Must be nice.
Yeah, so we did that, played some golf on Tuesday morning. It was pretty cold. It was real windy, but
nonetheless, yeah, it was.
Nonetheless, fun.
Yeah, tell me about it being cold and windy. I was up on scaffolding about 40 feet in the air. All right, so. Yeah. What'd you shoot on Tuesday?
This was Finley's second round ever. So he wasn't even worried about getting the score. Yeah, he's taken lessons for like 4 or 5 months now.
Oh, nice.
But this was his like second actual round ever. And so he was just, we didn't even put names on a scorecard to begin things with. He just wanted to get out there and play. Hey, he just wanted to get out there and play around. Cut it out.
Which dog is that?
That's Goose.
Oh, dang it, Goose.
Otis is like sneezing, and that triggered goose to bark like that, I guess. But I digress. So yeah, we were just out there playing a nice, easy, nobody's keeping score, play your own ball, hit it well, you know. And it was actually pretty nice. If I had to say what I shot, I don't know, probably a normal 95, probably.
Nice. Okay. What,
isn't too bad for not playing forever.
No, that's not bad at all for not playing in 2 months, three months. When were you in Colorado?
Yeah, two months ago. I think I did play around when I was in South Carolina or North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I played around then.
Yeah, that was like 3 weeks ago, Micah.
Practice. At least 4 weeks ago, I think. You know, I know it was before duck season.
You know, I don't think that's true. You want to check tape?
Yeah.
All right, we'll check tape.
We can. Have you seen those commercials? Like, this is your...
This is your what? You cut out.
What are those stupid ones? I forget what it is, but they, like, go to the headset.
Oh, yeah, and they're like, you want to check the replay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
October 21st.
Yeah.
So before duck season.
Yeah.
The day that I actually played was the 25th.
Yep, I see that. Well, yeah, because the Snapchat, the picture I have before that is you and Maddie on your way to go pick up
Odie,
ditching my wedding early to go pick up a freaking dog. It's fine.
He's so cute, though.
Yeah, but you won't be invited to the next wedding, so.
Fine.
okay. Anyways.
So we did that. We golfed, and then we headed out there. And by the time we got out there, there was only like 2 hours of light left. So we walked around a little bit, made sure everything was working. They've got like a there's properties kind of split up into two or three. I think it's three different like sections. So like the main kind of area with, I think it's like probably at about like 500 acres, and they've got like a nice barn dominium on it, and then a barn split from it. They're all just like pretty basic metal buildings, but nice enough, you know.
Sure.
And then some covered storage there, and then on the other side of town, probably just like a 10-minute drive away, they've got another covered barn, and they've got some nice Kubotas, tractors, and like whatever Kubota's version of like the Polaris Ranger is. I don't know what they call them, but just UTVs.
Yeah, like a side by side.
Yeah, they've got a couple side by sides at each location. So super nice stuff. And we got to go. So Finley's dad is also named Finley. So Finley Sr., he owns a business now where he redoes old Mustangs.
Oh, okay. Nice.
It's like strictly Mustangs. So
oh, is that what you were sending me?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if that was like a garage or if that was like a museum. That thing was sweet.
Yeah, right. Pretty much set up like a museum and all museum quality cars.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, that's his big deal now. He has over 100 different old vintage Mustangs.
Golly.
Between his house and that garage. So he's doing, and he made, you know, all his money starting this company that I work for now. And then started that company and then he's big chilling. He never have to worry about money. Old Finley Senior.
Must be nice. I'm trying to be like you, my boy.
My boy. Yeah. He's busted his butt though for many, many, many years.
Yeah. Yeah, no, for sure.
But
And
I'm
then,
trying to be like Finley Jr.
I'm trying to be like Finley. Well, I'll take
either
both.
one of
I'll take either of them. So like, what were you all at the ranch for, kind of deal? Just to kind of
checking in on everything.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much, yeah.
I got you.
And then it got kind of late last night, and he was like, "You know, we can head home. We can kind of just sleep here tonight, and then we'll head home in the morning." And I was like, "Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. You're driving."
You're like, well, if we go home tomorrow, you definitely don't expect me to be at work on Wednesday, so.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so we slept there last night. It's totally fine. Had a nice big campfire and just kinda sat around, drank a couple beers. It was a good time. Not too many people have that relationship with their boss, so I'm grateful for that, no doubt.
No, yeah, for sure.
Grateful for that. But that was a fun time, and then that was pretty much it from the Arkansas trip to my week this week. I know I got on Monday, I was really just like kind of a little ticked off. I got hammered with like two people. One of them was at South Carolina shop again. Was like, "Hey, are you free the 26th through the 31st? And I was like,
"No,
of this month, like next week." And like, yeah, I was like, "Yeah, technically." Like, what's up? All right, well, I need you to fly down to 26th and help us with the job. I'm like, all right.
Are you
fine with me? Oh yeah,
you're flying out the 26th.
Yeah.
Well, dadgum, I got off the 26th.
Rip. I'll be on a plane.
What time? What time's your plane leave?
8 a.m.
So we can't. You don't think we can squeeze a hunt in?
I don't think so, buddy.
God dang it!
Unless we're hunting at the freaking airport.
Yeah, I mean there's a bunch of water in the airport. Nah. Anyways,
Yeah, so I leave.
So when do you get back?
Sunday the 31st.
You get back on New Year's Eve.
Is that New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Yeah, sounds right. Then.
Micah, there's only 31 days in any month possible.
Oh,
and
yeah.
December, there's... So,
there
it's the New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a Sunday. So, you leave...
Get back New Year's Eve.
So, you fly out the day after Christmas.
Get back
Tuesday and get
that's,
back Sunday.
I'm surprised I'm not working on Christmas Day, to be honest with you. I'm surprised that I didn't have to work Thanksgiving or Christmas Day.
I mean...
That's just the way this business goes.
Yeah, but unless there's an emergency, they don't really need you.
Yeah, they're pretty short-staffed over there in Carolina.
Well,
and they've got a couple of big jobs. Luckily,
hire somebody. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, right. One of them's at Boeing, so I'll get to work at the Boeing plant there in South Carolina.
That's wild.
Yeah. And then the Colorado shop called me and were like, "Hey, we need you in the middle of January." I was like, "All right, that's fine. Where?" Oh, Bismarck, North Dakota.
Really? In the middle
yeah,
of January?
Middle of January.
Bro.
I'm going to freeze.
I was going to say, that's going to suck.
That's gonna suck.
You're going to have to break them bibs out that you wore like 2 years ago.
More than the bibs out.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go buy some stuff for that job.
Nah, you'll be all right. Just get the, just wear thermals, your gradient pants, and your bibs. You'll be all right.
Yeah, true. That'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You'll be plenty fine.
Supposed to be working.
Yeah, you'll be moving. You'll be fine. Get you some hot hands, and some earmuffs. Some real sexy
yeah,
earmuffs.
Real nice earmuffs.
Get you some like cheetah print earmuffs.
Yes, sir.
I'll get you some for Christmas. Dadgum, son, you're just leaving me.
Leaving everybody all the time.
Absolutely leaving. Well, all right. Well, all right. Well, I guess I'll.
We're going to kill a deer.
Yeah.
No
excuses now. Yeah, but I don't. I mean, yeah, but the week of January or the week in January doesn't really help because deer season's over. So I guess we'll have to touch base when exactly that is. Hopefully I can find birds.
That one will just be a Monday through Friday type deal.
Okay. Well, hopefully that week I can find birds and then we can go hunt them that weekend since you've been doing all this scouting and stuff. I mean, I've been trying to find birds. They're just not a lot.
They're just not over there. But they're just simply not in that area.
They're just not in my area.
Barely found them.
But yeah. Let's see, this last weekend. So I want to say something happened on Thursday, but anyways, so Friday, get off work. And, so we have a wedding to go to on Friday night and it's at like 6 o'clock. So I get off, I come home, I shower and everything, you know, we get back out the door and, we go to this wedding and wedding was supposed to be at 6. We got there at like 5:45, got set down at like 5:50 maybe. We're sitting there. We're just like hanging out and stuff. We're like, you know, sitting in the pews or whatever and we're sitting there. And I like look at my watch. I'm like, dang, I'm like, it's almost 6:30. And then the wedding actually starts. And no joke, from the time that the groom walked out to the time that they were married and walked back out of the chapel was 7 minutes. It was the fastest wedding I had ever seen or heard about.
Perfect.
And I was like, honestly, not real. Now, I'm not going to complain about it. Like, that was pretty sweet. But
what
yeah.
Was that? What was y'all? It couldn't be more than 15 minutes.
Ours?
Yeah.
Ours clocked in right at like 17 or 17 and a half or 18, something like that.
That's crazy. I didn't even feel like I was up there for that long.
No, I know. And it doesn't feel that long, but it, you know, I mean, it is a little bit longer. And then it was kind of nice because we met some new people, saw a bunch of people we already knew and stuff, got to see some old friends, which was kind of cool and stuff, and got to talk to some people, so... It really wasn't a bad wedding. I mean, it was pretty nice. And then Sunday we got up, like went to AGB and just kind of, you know, fiddle farted around for a while and stuff. And then we had another wedding to go to on Saturday night. And, it was one of my good buddies getting married and we made our way out there and, you know, theirs started a lot more on time. And their ceremony was probably 15, 20 minutes, something like that. Like not super long, nothing like that. Neither of them are Jewish or Catholic, so go figure. And then, you know, the wedding on Saturday was a lot more of like a party, you know, kind of how mine was. It was like, okay, we got married and it's like, let's party. And so we did that, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, got to see some people, got to see some people that I don't get to see really about more than about once a year. Got to see them again, so that was kind of nice getting to hang out with them and talk to them and stuff like that. And then, you know, got to see some and talk to some people that I haven't seen in a long, long time. So. It was a really good time and everything. And then we got back and it was only like, I don't know, 10:30 or something. And so they were still going pretty strong out at Nate's house. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to change and head out there. So I changed and head out there cause they were having like a friend's Christmas, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. And so I got there and there's a bunch of people there and everything. And, everybody was like outside playing pool and kind of hanging out or whatever, or out in the barn. And, I'm going inside and just watching football with Marvin. And then within about 30 minutes, everybody's inside, like hanging out with us or whatever. And, so we're just hanging out and, you know, doing pretty much nothing like we always do. And then I don't know what time it's probably like 5 a.m. I get home and get in bed and everything, and Sunday I literally laid on the couch and just watched football and did just about nothing, and then, which was super, super nice. And then Sarah called me and was like, hey, you want to go have dinner at my dad's? And I was like, sure. And so I got up and put clothes on and went over there. And that was pretty much the weekend. Monday came around. All day Monday felt like Tuesday. All day Tuesday felt like Wednesday. And today has felt like a Thursday. But I ain't mad because tomorrow, Thursday, is tomorrow's a payday. And then Friday we have, I can't say anything because this is coming out. There's no way they're going to listen to this. And I'll tell you off air, but something's happening, Friday. Something's happening Friday, and, I'll try to say something next week, but I can't say it because in the very, very off chance that they listen to this, it'll kind of ruin it. Yeah, it'll ruin a birthday surprise.
Well, it's happening Friday.
Well, it's happening like later in the day Friday.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, there's almost a 0%. There's like a 0.001% chance that it gets spoiled because of this, but I don't want to be the reason. So, So Friday night's booked, and then, I don't know. Are you here this weekend?
I mean, I'm here, but I'm doing Christmas stuff.
On the weekend?
Yeah, Christmas Eve. Got all Maddie's stuff, and I mean, I guess I'm technically kind of sort of free in the mornings, but boat's down.
The boat's down.
Yeah, you can't run it without a muffler, and my muffler's.
You sure can.
No.
Well, just straight headers, that thing.
No, you can't run it correct. Not on a setup like that. It'd be backfiring, and it would hate me. It'd cause more damage than it would do any good.
What happened to your muffler exactly?
7 Mile River Rides.
Well, you burned a hole through it? What happened?
I mean, almost. It's the stock muffler, so it was time to go anyways. But there's little, like, gaskets. They're, uh-huh, like a quarter of an inch long, and those gaskets have just completely, they're no longer existent.
So you just melted the gaskets?
Pretty much. And then, like, where the muffler, you can, the muffler's rusted real bad right there where it meets the header. And so it was well past time for a replacement anyways. But it's just another $550 I didn't really want to spend till I had to.
Sure. So, yeah, I guess. I can,
stock mufflers right now, you can't find them, and ProDrive still wants $450 for them. And then the muffler that I ordered is a Backwater Performance muffler. And so you're supposed to gain a little bit of RPM with it, because I didn't really know that too, but mufflers have a lot to do with these motors. It's like you really can't just run it without a muffler.
I mean, it's a lawnmower. You definitely can.
Apparently not.
The lawnmower I got at my dad's house, it ain't got a muffler on it. That thing barely has a gas tank on it. I don't know.
Like a
mower? No, I mean, it's a push mower.
I mean, this is 36 horsepower, not a half or a one horsepower motor.
Hey, man, that thing's at least a 2.5. That thing will scoot.
Hey, man.
That thing will outrun you. I bet. That might be true.
So apparently if you want these things to run right and perform right in this setup, you pretty much can't run it without a muffler. Huh. At least that's what everybody says, and I really don't want to be the one to find out. Somewhere and be screwed.
Yeah, so no, that's totally fair.
To any more harm?
Yeah, that's totally fair.
Yeah, so I gotta wait for that to get in. It won't be here till Saturday. So, and then Saturday evening, I've got plans all day. So,
yeah. Well, so if I happen to find birds, are you available to hunt them on Saturday?
Yeah, I can do a quick hunt in the morning. I'd have to be back here by like 10.
Okay. What about Sunday? Sunday's Christmas Eve. We're doing.
Yeah, I can hunt Sunday. I'm
Yeah,
not doing
I can hunt
anything till
Sunday.
the night, but
Yeah, I'm not doing anything until like. It'll kind of have to be quick, but.
yeah, Friday, and
Okay.
we're going to Boca Chico on Friday, so I'm
Oh,
gonna
are
do
you?
that. Yeah,
Nice. Nice. Heck yeah.
it's supposed to be raining or maybe a little bit of rain, but
Yeah.
I don't much care.
That's how it was. That was how it was 2 years ago when I was up there.
Yeah,
Heck yeah.
works for me. I really don't care. Just sit them down quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully. Heck yeah. Well, yeah. Dadgum. That, man. Dang, that really puts a damper in things because you're going to be gone.
Work all week long, painting bills.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, yeah, I'm trying to think. So you come back the 31st. Okay, well. Yeah,
Not.
and the first is Monday. Yeah, I don't know. Well, all right. Well,
Yeah, if you want to get off the first, I won't be working that day.
I mean, I'm off the first, but I pretty much got family plans. So,
Stuff to
I don't know.
do. Fair
I
enough.
might if I hopefully I can find some birds like real close to my parents' house and maybe get Sarah and my sisters and
Yeah, there you
or
go.
so on some birds or at least maybe on the first or something. So, all right.
Yep. Well, that's about all I had.
Yeah. We
Crazy week.
I had written down a couple of talking points, and one of them was gift ideas.
Oh, yeah.
It's
I didn't
very
get that.
much it's very late at this point, but
Yeah.
shells. I mean, if he's a duck hunter, get him, figure out if it's a, what if it's a 12 gauge or a 20 or
Yeah,
whatever it
it's
is.
pretty
And
easy. Just go into wherever he keeps the shells, take a picture of the box, go to somebody in the store and say, I need maybe a couple boxes of this.
yeah, or something
Yeah.
somewhat close, even
Yep.
if it's the same, upland or waterfowl or whatever. Get him something like that.
Yeah, whatever he's
That's
hunting.
pretty go to. Or if he's just a deer hunter, then get him something like that or some hot hands or shoot, I don't know. I mean, honestly, just Google it. Just yeah. I mean, I try to come up with kind of a list, but it was kind of one of those things where it was like it's all pretty self-explanatory, so
Yeah.
I don't know.
Sick.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just get him something like that. And if you really don't have an idea, get him a gift card.
Gift cards are your best friend.
Yeah, for sure.
I love
So,
getting gift cards.
oh yeah,
Favorite.
I love getting gift
Give me a
cards.
reason to spend money.
I love getting gift cards, but I've got probably $300 to $500 in gift cards to Bass Pro Shop, and I in my wallet. Like I go there and I spend money, and I just don't think about it. I don't
Yeah.
ever think about it or use them. So, but all right, well, I guess it's gonna wrap it up. We'll chirp at you next time.
Adios.
Peace.